I think I want to.
Okay, another exciting subject. Einin pays. Einin pata mechala mitzvah and einin is pata from all mitzvahs in the Torah. Even if he doesn't have to be Isaac in the tzarchei ames, there are others that are helping him out. All right. Bafilu. But it seems like that's only if he doesn't know if they're helping out. But if he knows for sure that everybody's taking care of things, then it's not so simple that he's really an einin. The main point of the einin is that he's busy with the death. Bafilu writes, "Lahachmar mipnei kavod ames." Even if he wants to be machmer and so, no, I want to make brachas, etc., etc. He's not allowed to. Right? Ainu mevarach loy hamaitzi, and he can't make a bracha maitzi on bread. V'loy birchas hamazon and not birchas hamazon. Filu machenem eichlum mevarachem, and even others eat and are baking brachas. He can't answer amen. Ainu mitstarf loy lezimun v'loy lasara, and he doesn't combine to a minion. Right, not to a mezumin and not to a minion. Aber mashu mitzvahs loisaseh, but he doesn't get a free pass on loisaseh. I mean, he can't go now eat treif and talk lashon hara. Filu the rabbanon also gam lo yitzasu to him also. V'lechein and bala echol pas. If he comes to eat bread, tzarich lita yadav. He has to wash his hands, right? Because we look at it like it's considered a loisaseh. Because it was there to make sure that you don't eat tumah. No brachas. He washes regular hands. No bracha. Right. Yeah. Fine. If he eats before the mace dies. And before the mace dies, before the food gets digested, yivarach birchas hamazon, then he makes the bracha birchas hamazon, because he had the chiyah from before he was an einin. Let's say he went to the bathroom before the burial. Yivarach he makes the bracha asher yatzar afilu kol hayom, even the entire day. All right.
What's the pshat? Like you are mechuyav and tefillin and other mitzvahs also before the relative died.
No, but in this particular thing.
No, but I'm saying why is it in the, why is like let's say the guy already woke up and now he's a
Actually,
fear of
I'm
Tama.
sorry. Before you go weiter, I said it the wrong way.
Okay.
It's not talking about word because I wasn't thinking. It doesn't change your question, but it's I don't think. But Pshat is here. When he was an Einin, he ate. And then after the burial, he was no longer an einan. So does he have to? Meaning, when he ate, he was not chayav of birchas hamazon.
Once he's not a nonain anymore,
Now he's
then
not an
he
einan.
has
So the
to,
question is, do we go
then
with
he is
the eating,
mekuyev.
right? Do we go with the eating, or do we go with the time? So the kids of Shulchan Aruch is passing, we go with the way it is right now. Right now, he's chayav of birchas hamazon.
Because he is still satiated?
Yes. He is
Okay.
right now. He's full. If Yitaka wouldn't be full, then he wouldn't say Birchas HaMazon. Same thing with the bathroom.
Okay,
Fine.
fine.
Yeah, I apologize about that. Dalet ima einin hu be'ir acheres. If the einin is in another city, so here we are. This is where it gets complicated. The einin is in a different city, but makom ha'meis yesh gam kein krovim shechayom, and where the mace died, there's plenty of people to help out. Azai al zeh shu b'makom achar ain't a love din einin, and he's not an einin. Right? Because he's not busy with anything. Right? Now, not everybody agrees with the kitzur on this. Right? Because many chol Mishnah Berurah seems to be chaylik, but he gives you the option to do mitzvahs if you'd like. Now, it's going to be dependent on whether the einin is going to travel to the burial. If he's not going to travel to the burial, then that's a whole different. Then he does not an einin. He just starts shiva right away. I actually have a cousin of mine right now who's getting up from Shiva. His brother was Niftan Eretz Yisrael. He didn't go to the Kvura because he wouldn't make it. So he's sitting Shiva here. He's getting up Shabbos morning. because the his relatives are getting up Sunday morning because the Shiva didn't start till Monday in Eretz Yisrael. So they all these different variables, especially with travel nowadays, can make all the difference. But if there's no relatives by the mace, right? Let's say the mace was alone, then he does have a din of einin, even though he can't take care of anything, because ultimately he's in charge and he's got to make sure that something will be done. Hey. He keeps calling it Chevra Kedosha. We call it Chevra Kadisha, right? It's like now, what? Because who deals with Mason nowadays? One, you hand it over to the Chevra Kadisha, and that's the end of that. And after the relatives are busy with the Kvura, this Pashu Machi Chevra Kedosha, and they make a deal with the Chevra Kedosha. Ain't Aleim Shum Davar Lasis, and there's nothing for them to do. Achachi Chevra Kedosha is in a call the Chevra Kedosha doing everything. As I ain't oid al akroim din oinen, they don't have a din oinen, we're talking about basa v'yayin, they're allowed to eat meat and wine. Mekol shekein shum b'tarim v'chayovin, kriya shema v'tfila b'chol ha-mitzvahs, they're mutter and they're chayim v'kriya shema v'tfila in kol ha-mitzvahs. Kol mokam noigin she'ein ha-oinenim mispallin ad la'achar ha-kvura. The meaning is that the oinenim daven, that they don't daven until after the kvura, b'ayin rom neshe gam heima, ochem ulam and esameis ad ha-pesach koros, because they're going to the funeral. Writes lacher, and those that want to be machmer and daven, once the mace is handed over, they can yochel lacher alatzmai, they can be machmer on themselves. Right? As far as I know, the minig is not like this, and we still remain einanim. The big shaila is also on our airplane. Right? They fly to Eretz Yisrael, so what is the einan sitting there? What is there for the einan to do? Right, he's sitting on the plane, so there's nothing. I mean, the thing is, they say maybe he could still be dealing with the, especially now that there's internet on the planes, he could be dealing with let's say in Eretz Yisrael and with relatives, etc., etc. All right, so if Kozmachalinik, as long as the mace is not buried, he doesn't take off his shoes. Mutalotzi's, and he's allowed to leave the street. Leave to the house to go to the street. The tzarchem is, but he's not allowed to sit on a chair or lay in a bed, which we don't do nowadays. An einin does sit on a chair. For sure, it's also in tashas shamita. Also berechitza, besicha, besimcha, and he's not allowed to do any washing and smearing and all that. There are those that do allow showers if necessary. Shel shalom of the svaras with Talmud Torah, and saying shalom aleichem, haircuts, learning. V'asu b'malacha filoi de'achirim, and malacha can't be done even through others. Meaning, so if a guy has a business, he has to close down the business. V'afilu b'davar avod, even if it's going to be a loss. So v'efsa gadol, but if it's going to be a big loss, yasa shel eschachem, he has to make a shel eschachem. Ayin chachas adam. He keeps quoting the hymn. This is always a very confusing thing for the einanim. Somebody was an einan b'shas kriyas shema tefila, right? And after the mace is buried, it's already the Zman Tefillah passed. She's my Kriya Shema. She's my Kriya Shema. Mikol Makom Omer Gam Kriya Shema B'Chaseh. You could still say Kriya Shema on the brachas below Tefillin at Shlish Hayoyim until a third of the day. Aval Im Over Gam Shlish Hayoyim. But if the third of the day passed, Omer Kriya Shema below brachas, you could say Kriya Shema without the brachas. Right? Ayin Le'el V'Tzarach Iyun, meaning because there. That some say you're allowed to count the brachas until you're allowed to say Kriya Shema of the brachas until Chatzais, or some say even the whole day. With Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei mutar l'spal ad Chatzais Hayom, you could daven Shemoneh Esrei until Chatzais. U'musaf on Rosh Chodesh yochel l'spal gam achar kach. Musaf on Rosh Chodesh you could daven till Shkiyah shezmana kol hayom. U'birchas haShachar l'hayomer kiyum shalosh brachas. U'birchas haShachar should only say three brachas shleis ani akum. Or Goy, Shleisani Ovid, Shleisani Isha. Right? Ubirchas Atoira, Sheilu Zmanam Kol Hayoyim, And those are all they that could also be said because that's a whole day. The other brachas you shouldn't say because when there was a chiyuv dine of a biker in the morning, how your potter is potter. And let's say the mace died before. That's all if the mace died after he was already chayev. But let's say, I'm saying after the zman passed. No, I'm sorry. That case is talking about where he died with toich the zman. But here, im nikvar ames kaidem. But here, in this case, he died. And he was buried in the first third of the day before Zman Kriyat Shema. And you can't get home before the Zman. When he gets home, a third of the day is going to pass. It's better that he should go to a house that's close to the Beis HaKvaras to say Kriyat Shema in the Daven in the proper time. Or even outside if it's a Makom Naki. But you see from the Kitzur how important it is to the chatchila, find a place to daven inside. And immediately when they start putting the dirt on the maze, then he could say Kriya Shema daven. Even though the Avelis has not started yet, because Avelis doesn't start till it's fully buried. Somebody who has a relative that dies becomes an oinin la'achar shekvar agiyaz mantila shachar zimincha yarvis after. Here comes this man Tila Shachas Minchon Arvus Vula Yispalo Mikoidim, and he didn't daven first. He did not daven before it began. And Vinim Shachaninus Adlachas Mantila, and the Aninus lasts until after this man Tila. Afal Pikein Ainet Zarach Tashlumin, because normally when you miss a Tila, so you daven two Minchas. But if the only reason why he missed it was because he's an Einin, the Spalo, but I mean he does not have to daven Tashlumin the Spalo Tila Shalach Hashtayim to daven the next Tila twice, because that's only for somebody who was chayiv, and he was an oynis. Here, you guy wasn't even chayiv because he was an oynin. Okay, we will stop over there. And again, we wish everybody that they should never need these halachas. We should have Mashiach before any of this happens.
Thank you.
All right, so everybody should have a fine night and a Shabbat Shalom.
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 You gave